Nolte, Media Invent Preemptive Excuses for Disney's Marvel's Flop. By John Nolte on November 5, 2023. The Disney Grooming Syndicate's latest Marvel entry, The Marvels, smells like it's about to flop hard next week. And the eunuchs in the entertainment media are already inventing excuses to explain it away. Emphasis of deadlines brown-nosing is mine, I don't link fake news. But brand alone doesn't sell. You need stars. It can be argued that part of the expected slowdown next weekend with the opening of Disney/Marvel Studios The Marvels stems from the studio's inability to promote the pick properly at comic cons. Even if the strike settles this weekend, it's not clear whether the pick's cast will be able to attend the movie's fan event in Las Vegas this coming week. It would not be shocking if we see The Marvels charting one of the lowest openings for a Marvel Studios movie next weekend in November with less than $70 million lower than 2021's The Eternals. $71.2 million, the movie not only a sequel to 2019's Captain Marvel, but also a crossover from the Disney Plus series, Ms. Marvel. Pre-sales for The Marvels are pacing behind that of Black Adam and The Flash. Those respective openings at $67 million and $55 million. Oh, yeah, that's the problem. That's why The Marvels is looking like a box office catastrophe. The lack of star power. If only the stunningly charismatic Brie Larson could show how much fun she is by lip-syncing with Jimmy Fallon. If only her two co-stars could. Oh, wait, who are her two co-stars again? Oh, that's right, no one knows because they are not stars. They are diversity hires. One heralds from the Disney Plus streaming series Ms. Marvel, which no one liked. The other one I don't know at all. Yeah, let's get them out there at the comic cons. That would make all the difference. Boy, Democrats got it good. Can you imagine having it so good that the entertainment media humiliates itself in this way? Oh, no, this isn't Disney or Marvel's fault. Heavens to Betsy, no. Jeepers, this has nothing to do with Disney destroying its brand to embrace child grooming. This has nothing to do with Marvel becoming a cult that worships identity politics. This has nothing to do with stars that have all the charm of a first wife. This is all the fault of the actors' strike. Deadline did admit this as a caveat, but even this is deceptive. In certain cases, particularly with horror, and movies like Nun 2 and Five Nights at Freddy's, IP can get a studio buy. Good grief. First off, there is no more popular IP than Marvel, or should I say, was. Secondly, over this nearly five-month-long strike, plenty of non-horror movies have opened successfully. The strike began July 13th, and yet movies that opened afterward, like Barbie, Oppenheimer, Equalizer 3, Meg 2, The Trench, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, all did pretty well. No matter what, the left-wing trades will never have the courage to speak two truths. 1, movies today stink, and 2, movies today stink mostly due to filmmakers jettisoning theme, story, and character in favor of left-wing political posturing. Only a political cult would sink $275 million into a movie starring Brie Larson and Little Ms. Marvel. Please, 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 cinema gods, let the Marvels tank. Please humiliate this sucker and turn the Disney grooming syndicate to ash. And remember, if the Marvels does flop, and although women outnumber men in this country and could easily make the Marvels a box office smash, men will still be blamed for not showing up. We only fight the wars, dig the coal, grow the food, and fight the fires, but men are to blame for everything. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.